The reason for our gathering and speaking out publicly today is to call for peace and freedom of our Orthodox Jewish brethren in Israel. In 2014, the Israeli government passed a new law curtailing a 60-year-old policy exempting all yeshiva students from military services. The changes resulted in forcing many Orthodox Jewish men to serve in the army, and since then it has also became very hard for Orthodox women to avoid the draft. Those who refuse to enlist out of religious convictions are incarcerated for weeks and sometimes months under brutal conditions. This should never happen. Those who peacefully protest those policies face harsh punishment as well. We cannot serve in the army because the Torah prohibits us from creating a state before the coming of Messiah. We cannot serve in the army because the Torah prohibits us to wage war against any sovereign nation, and therefore, for all these reasons, we cannot and will not serve in the Israeli army, even if we are forced to. We will not give in on our religious principles.
We've been living in Israel in peace for all the years, and one goal to sanctify the name of the Almighty and follow the Torah principles. The Zionist government has one goal in mind, just to demolish and persecute Judaism, to persecute Torah true Jews, and all the years their laws have been designed to accomplish that. That's why we are here to protest today and call out to all the nations, to the United Nations, to help save the Jewish people from the atrocities that Netanyahu and his government are doing against the Jewish people. So we are here today to call out to the world that Mr. Netanyahu does not represent Jewish people. His government does not represent Jewish people. They do not protect the Jewish people. They are the destruction of the Jewish people. And in no way can ever call in the name of the Jewish people.
Netanyahu always says that he's the prime minister of the Jewish state. And by calling it the Jewish state, he has a purpose. He wants to insinuate that all the Jews are really part of his state. So we're here today to protest against him and to tell him the world that he does not speak in us and that we are American citizens, we're not Israelis. Furthermore, when Netanyahu speaks, he doesn't just not speak for us. He doesn't speak for even the Jews in his own country. Because there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of Orthodox Jews in his country who are anti-Zionists, who oppose the state of Israel. And they have actually been there for longer than Zionists. They were there for more than 100 years, more than 200 years. And these Jews are commanded in the Torah to do peacefully alongside the Gentile nations, alongside the Arabs. And they never sought to dominate anyone, they never sought to have any power, to have any political power. They just wanted to go there to speak to home, study Torah, to pray. And the descendants of these Jews are the ones who feel sent, the ones who live in the Holy Land and refuse to participate in the Israeli army. And that's why it's
We want to make sure that the Israeli government stop incarcerating these people and stop brutally hitting them at protests, peaceful protests. And we are demanding that if the Israeli government does not stop, the UN body should enforce their own rules, which is the Declaration, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, for people to freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion. Thanks so much.